Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Jack Moline. I confess I would love to hear Welton conduct the next interview with his deep and painful history with the Southern Baptist Convention. He disaffiliated when things took a dark turn into the deeply political. But today, things are only darker and way more impactful on the everyday lives of every single person in this country. With an urgent warning headlined, "The Southern Baptist Convention's Deal with the Devil," investigative journalist Sarah Posner delves into the ever more empowered political religious rights superpower of our time, exploring what they now want us to become and the tools they are ready to use to make that happen. Sarah, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me again, Jack.
I think a lot of Americans naively thought that, well, the loss of Roe was unthinkable, but at least this will finally shut up those extremist theocrats. But you report that nothing can be further from the truth. Is that right?
That is right. They are only energized by the Dobbs decision. We're going to see a lot of efforts to try to criminalize both doctors and women, doctors who perform abortions, women who have abortions, and even, as we've seen already in Texas and elsewhere, trying to criminalize anyone who helps a woman get an abortion, either driving her or any number of things that might help her obtain an abortion.
You start your article with quotations from the head of their flagship seminary, Albert Mohler.
He said, there are many cases in which demonstrably there is not just an abortionist who should face criminal consequences, but a woman seeking an abortion. He says that is something we believe the law should pursue.
Wowee. And so with that in mind, here's a clip from his June 24th podcast to which you refer in the article.
And so what you have here really is a reversal of a revolution. So put this in historical context. It's not just about abortion, but praise be to God, it is about ending abortion as a national supposed right. But as we're thinking about the jurisprudence, we need to understand that what these majority justices went at was the very idea that rights can be invented by the court and declared to be on equal standing with the rights that are enumerated in the Constitution.
We need to take another break, but I'll talk more with Sarah Posner in just a minute. And later, the ambitious founder of a new nonprofit funding mental health care for survivors of sexual assault, Todd McKay. If you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You'll also find links to the topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows, all at stateofbelief.com. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, religion and radio done differently.